Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Saturday, January 29th, through Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. January 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, from heaven, I see how ambition and greed are the tools Satan is using in the world today to promote unrest. It is most evident these days in the Ukraine, but is visible all over the world. These are the tools every evil spirit uses in individual souls to foster unrest in human relationships. This is only one cause of divorce, which is rising in popularity. When you pray, pray for the victory of truth in every heart. In this way, Satan is exposed and brought into the light. This light brings with it peace everywhere it is made visible." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 22 through 23. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 30th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Today I would like you, my children, to realize the advantages of self-abandonment. The soul who practices self-surrender does not want everything his own way. He is willing to listen to the reasons people do what they do patiently, and without convicting them of wrongdoing, but accepting them as they are. He does not see everything in life as to how it affects him personally. He is able to lose himself in my will and to accept my will even when problems arise. Self-abandonment gives up control of every present moment. Such a soul is able to effectively trust me in the face of difficulties and therefore is at peace. His crosses are mitigated by this self-surrender, as he is not bent on changing things his own way. This self-abandonment takes much prayer. It is not human nature to give up free will in favor of my divine will. This self-abandonment defeats Satan in his tracks. Pray for this grace. I will help you." A note is given to read Psalm 9, 9 through 10. "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 31st, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I come to you today to dictate to you this prayer, which I desire you recite each morning at the beginning of your day. Heavenly Father, today I surrender to you my heart. Help me to be your instrument in the world. Cover me with the precious blood of your divine Son. Guard me against all evil. Protect me from any evil plan Satan may have for me today. Clothe me in your divine will. Amen." This prayer is peace-giving if you mean what you say in your heart. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 1st, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, in your brave efforts to abandon yourselves to my divine will, you must expect discouragements along the way. That is just Satan's attempts to hang on to you. The evil one tries to make every sacrifice look too difficult and unnecessary. Be unwavering in your resolve to please me. Ask for my assistance in perseverance. I will help you see the truth and therefore to recognize Satan's handiwork. You, dear children, are my warriors of truth. In the world, you are battling the same enemy, not an ordinary adversary. This enemy knows the intricate ways to discourage you and to trip you up. Stay close to me in your resolve to change hearts by merit of prayer and sacrifice. I will help you." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 2, 2022, the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, resolve in your hearts to be holy by loving me. Appreciate all I have done for you, all the positives in your life. This small act pleases me very much. I desire your friendship so that I can work miracles in your life. Recognize my presence just as Simeon recognized my son when Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple when he was an infant. Choose to serve me through obedience to my commandments. Remember, I look only at hearts. Be certain that your heart is pure in the intention to be holy. Do not be distracted by the allurements of the world. Call upon me as Father and trust I will come to your aid out of love." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. February 3, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As you look outside today, the blowing snow makes it difficult for the birds to find and stay on the bird feeder. So it is in the world. Secularism presents such obstacles to salvation that it is difficult for souls to stay on the path of righteousness. Souls must be determined, just like the birds, to find the path of righteousness and to stay on it. It isn't easy. Many concerns which are unimportant to salvation cloud the way. Most souls never or no longer search out the path of righteousness. This path of salvation is the path which pleases me, the path of obedience to my commandments. Do not be turned away from this path because the world has obscured it. In each present moment, search it out. The path is always there. It behooves the soul to find and stay on it." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.